Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, big day. Big day, lots of news, lots of things going on. The destruction of America continues. We've got a new Supreme Court member. She's not a nominee anymore. That's right. Ketanji Brown Jackson, the most radical, communist, pedophile-loving person in the history of America to be on the bench, has been confirmed for the United States Supreme Court. Three Republican traitors crossed the aisle to vote for her, and you have to start to wonder about Mitt Romney. You really have to start to wonder, because Tucker Carlson's claim is that Mitt Romney was planning to vote against Ketanji Brown Jackson until he learned she was lenient on pedophiles. How about that one? This is coming from Tucker, not Wayne Root. Tucker Carlson on Fox News. Following Mitt Romney's announcement Monday, we'll vote to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, the Supreme Court, assuring her nomination. Tucker Carlson noted, just 1 year ago, Romney opposed Jackson being elevated to a lesser court. And he asked, so what changed? What changed? As the Washington Post reports, Romney made an historic flip in expressing support for the same person he voted against for a seat on the D.C. Appeals Court last year. And Tucker Carlson said less than a year ago, this is an amazing example. This is June of 2021. Mitt Romney votes against the nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. He thought she wasn't qualified. Now this week he announced he's supporting the same person's confirmation to the Supreme Court. Huh? Tucker said, huh? She was unqualified for a lower court, but now she's the perfect choice for the highest court in the land? How does that work? So she's in the mainstream? She wasn't less than a year ago. Now she's in the mainstream. So here's what it took for Mitt Romney to finally support Ketanji Brown Jackson. He learned in the process of confirmation hearings she gave lenient sentences to child pornographers. Mitt Romney didn't know that last year, hence the vote against her. You know what he's trying to say, don't you? You do get it, right? What is the story with Mitt Romney? Who does Mitt like when he goes home at night and gets in bed? The whole story is disgusting. Not disgusting on the part of Tucker Carlson, disgusting on the part of Mitt Romney. If I was a Utah Republican, I'd run him out of town on the third rail. Get the hell out of my state. Recall him immediately. Aren't you supposed to be a Mormon family man? A man of religion with six sons? And you vote for a woman that loves to give the most lenient sentences possible to pedophiles and child sex perverts. What's up, Mitt? What's up with that? Is that part of the Mormon teachings? Are you giving a bad name to the entire Mormon religion? Is that part of Utah? Is that what makes Utah special? Is there going to be a new ad, Utah is for pedophiles? No, I don't think so. I don't think most Mormons agree. 99% I don't think agree. And I don't think anyone in Utah agrees. I think Mitt Romney is off the rails. I have said for years that everyone in Washington is blackmailed. They catch him doing dirty stuff. They offer him prostitutes. They offer him strippers. They offer, in some cases, children. And these guys go for it and they tape it all in apartments that are taped. They offer them orgies. They offer them cocaine. Who knows what these guys are doing? But I know this, something's wrong. That Mitt Romney votes against you for a lower court, and less than a year later, he votes for you for the highest court in the land for a lifetime appointment. After he finds out you like pedophiles. There's something so wrong going on in America. And if just Wayne Root said it, you'd say, well, you know, glad I listened to Wayne. I like what he's saying, but it's amazing. No one else agrees with him. Hey, Tucker Carlson has joined in. Something's very wrong. Remember when it was... Remember, I never talked about Q. I'm not involved in Q. I don't know anything about Q. I don't get involved in Q. I get involved in mainstream stories. Mainstream news stories, and I cover them from angles the mainstream media will not cover. And I cover stories the mainstream media won't cover. But I don't get involved in Q. But I remember when Q said it was big Pizzagate, and everyone in Washington, especially all the Democrats, they were all child sex perverts and pedophiles and child sex traffickers. And I thought, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And now you just start to wonder what's ridiculous and what's not. Madison Cawthorn, I believe that's how you pronounce his name. Cawthorn, Madison Cawthorn, the North Carolina U.S. Congressman, 26 years old, young, handsome guy in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. But man, he looks like John F. Kennedy. Like he's literally the coolest looking, most handsome guy like in the history of the United States Congress. The guy is great looking, but he's in a wheelchair for life. And he says that he's been offered the chance to go to orgies with other congressmen in Washington and cocaine. And he says it's happened multiple times. And when Kevin McCarthy, the leader of the Republicans in the U.S. House, heard about this, he lost his mind and called Cawthorn a liar and said he's going to be stripped of his committee assignments. And then Cawthorn, he thought, would just buckle down and just say, you're right, I got bad information. Well, guess what? He doubled down and he says it's all true and it all happened. Okay? So that would go a long way to explaining everything that I see and all of you see with your eyes going on in Washington today. Something's wrong and someone's got Mitt Romney in their hip pocket. Clearly. But again, it's an opinion show, and it's my opinion. Mitt Romney is literally in someone's pocket. And I don't know if it's Obama, if it's Soros, if it's Valerie Jarrett, if it's the Chinese Communist Party, if it's Bill Gates, if it's Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum. I don't know who's got Mitt Romney, but clearly someone's got him. And it's disgusting and disgraceful that a family man of God who represents the Mormon religion in Utah, the squeaky clean state of Utah, would vote for someone after they find out she's the best friend pedophiles ever had. Something's wrong. Very wrong. And speaking of something very wrong, the COVID vaccine is very wrong. It's rancid. The two biggest issues in America right now, open borders and the amount of people dying from the COVID vaccine. May 23rd is the date America ends because of open borders. But the amount of people dying over the COVID vaccine is obscene and absurd. And the fact that it's not every day in the media. Remember all the people that were dying of supposedly COVID? And then it turned out they didn't have COVID. Matter of fact, most of the people that died of COVID were in nursing homes. And they were over the average age of death in America in the first place. That's a terrible thing, but it's not a national tragedy. Protect the old people. Protect the nursing homes. But you never should have locked down anyone else, and you never should have mandated masks or mandated vaccines or anything else you did. The rest of us should have gotten on with life. But the people who died outside of nursing homes, many of them were sent there by Democrats purposely to die. Outside of those deaths, almost everyone who died with COVID, not from COVID. They died of cancer. They died of multiple comorbidities. They died because they were in the hospital for something else, and they caught COVID in the hospital, and they died. That's not dying of COVID. The million or so people that have died of COVID in America is probably more like 300,000, 250,000, and almost every one of them is over the average age of death of the average American. In other words, they're all 80, 90, 100 years old. That That's the real story of COVID. So you never needed to poison the population with a massive, risky, dangerous, deadly vaccine that isn't a vaccine, that's a jab. And the amount of people that died, incredible. But now you're going after kids. In the United Kingdom, I said this yesterday, there's been a 44% death increase in kids after getting the vaccine. 44% death increase in children. This is what you're doing to our children. The other UK stats that came out, you are three times more likely to get sick with COVID if you've been vaccinated than if you're unvaccinated in England. And you're three times more likely to die of COVID if you're vaccinated than if you're unvaccinated. And you're two times more likely to be hospitalized if you're vaccinated versus unvaccinated. So it's no surprise that they voted on a vaccine mandate for anyone over the age of 60 in Germany, in their Congress, their parliament. And it lost. It lost today. Good news. They couldn't even, in Germany, where they seem to love the jab, they could not get a majority of legislators to vote yes. Matter of fact, the majority voted no. 378 to 296. It was defeated. The idea that you would mandate every person 60 or older would get the COVID vaccine. Even in these places that are authoritarian, that are run by tyrants and dictators, like all of Europe is compared to America. Even in Germany, the land of the Holocaust, the land of Nazi propaganda, even there they couldn't pass a vaccine mandate for 60 years old and older. It loses 378 to 296. So if you think you're ever going to vaccinate me in America, go to hell. Not going to happen. We've got freedom in America, and we will rebel. That's what the First and Second Amendment are all about. No vaccines for us, baby.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radiospecials. That's MyPillow.com/radiospecials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radiospecials. Promo code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, Wayne Oliver. Welcome back to the show. I have so much to talk about. Here's what happened. I have a list of at least 50 incredibly important news stories that every conservative, every patriot, every Christian, every Trump deplorable needs to hear. And then I get on a tangent, and all I get through in the opening 15 minutes is one single story. One. And that's what happened. You know, it's Tucker Carlson and Mitt Romney in the first segment, 90% of it. And then I get to COVID deaths and the 44% death increase for kids in the United Kingdom and the vaccine mandate being turned down in Germany. So I got to two or three stories out of 50. But mostly Mitt Romney, because I'm so angry and so hurt that Mitt Romney has turned out to be such a traitor to America and a traitor to the Republican Party. It's sick. There's something wrong. Something's infecting politics in this country. These guys all talk a great game, and they look fantastic. The big smile, the pearly teeth, the perfect hair, the perfect suits, and the perfect wife, and the perfect six sons. And then they get to Washington, and they play for the other team. And they're willing to support a woman who doesn't know the definition of a woman and who gives the lightest sentences the world's ever known to pedophiles. Something's wrong with Ketanji Brown Jackson, and something's wrong with Mitt Romney. And he should be drummed out of the state of Utah. I mean, I don't know how they do not chase him out of the state. Never to let him in again. They should have roadblocks up, not letting Mitt Romney in a state that believes in family and religion. Mitt Romney must be the most hated Republican in the history of Utah. He has to be. But there's something wrong in Utah. Something's wrong with the water in Utah. Because I heard just the other day, I never mentioned this story on the air, but someone sent me an article that said that the Utah Republican legislature, which is all Republican, by the way, passed a bill that says no boy born a boy can claim to be a girl and play women's sports. and it was overwhelmingly passed by both legislatures, and the Republican governor of Utah vetoed the bill and said, this is just nasty. It isn't nice. We're nice in Utah. We can't do that to transgenders. We have to be nice to transgenders. And he vetoed the bill. Just like Mitt Romney, another plant, another bad guy, another evil person playing for Satan, trying to act like he's on the Republican conservative point of view and trying to act religious in Utah. Something's wrong with the water in Utah. If people can smile at you with perfect hair and pearly teeth and perfect families, and they could say to you, I'm a conservative Republican, pro-family, pro-God, pro-America, and then they support transgenders, or they support transgender education, or critical race theory, or not knowing the definition of a woman, or being nice to pedophiles and sex perverts so they get out again and commit horrendous, horrendous abuse on little children again because you let them out. Something's wrong with Utah's politicians, Republican politicians, because they're not Republican. Something's wrong. And the people of Utah, if you don't want this to besmirch Utah, if you don't want people to think, wow, there's only one state with a lot of Mormons and their biggest, you know, idol, Mitt Romney, just did that, then you ought to strike him down, literally. Mormons ought to just kick him out of the state, recall him from the Senate, tell him to go build a home in Boston and just stay away from Utah ever again. You're banned from Utah because you're giving a bad name to the entire state of Utah and the Mormon people. And I'm talking to somebody who likes Utah and likes the Mormon people, makes my second home in Park City, Utah, thinks that Mormons are the friendliest people in the world and likes them. But I don't think any of them support what Mitt Romney just did. He's no representative of Mormons or the Mormon people or the Mormon church or the Mormon religion. He is a bad guy, just like Harry Reid was a bad guy and a Mormon. And the Mormon people I always met hated Harry Reid, hated him with a passion. I hope they hate Mitt Romney the same way they hated Harry Reid. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Energized Health. My great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee, who are patriots and who are trying to accomplish what I try and accomplish every day. Keep conservatives healthy and in the best shape of their lives. Keep the music down, Chris, so people can hear me. Best shape of your life. I need conservatives to be healthy and in the best shape of their lives. I lost 25 pounds of fat, mostly dangerous inner body visceral fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days, and now 16 months later, I look the best of my life. Thank you, John and Chelsea Jubilee. They have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off for every one of you that's a fan of Wayne Root. Call up. Just say WAR. You get 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com. Or more importantly, call direct. 888-444-8895. Ask for John Jubilee directly. He takes care of personally all the Wayne Root customers. 888-444-8895. Energizedhealth.com. Say WAR and you get 40% off.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is heading to the Supreme Court after being confirmed by the Senate. The final vote was 53-47 with Republicans Mitt Romney from Utah, Susan Collins from Maine, and Lisa Murkowski from Alaska voting to confirm the judge. Former clerk for Justice Thomas, Kerry Severino, reacts to the three Republicans who voted to confirm Judge Brown.
I think that reflects the fact that Republicans have come around to the idea that Democrats have known for now several decades, which is that they don't have to just vote for every single nominee that comes along, that actually the judicial philosophy of the nominee does matter.
The White House won't be taking any extra COVID precautions to protect the president. This as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and several other White House staffers tested positive for the virus in recent weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Wayne Alaruda, I want to read you a post I put out today. I keep wanting to say tweet, but I put it out at Getter. I'm not on Twitter anymore. Banned for life. Governor Abbott busing thousands of illegals to D.C. Governor DeSantis says he's sending illegals to Delaware. This was all my original idea 6 years ago, except I suggest every GOP governor in America ship every illegal alien to the wealthiest towns in the USA filled with bleeding heart liberals. Send the illegals by the tens of thousands an hour to Beverly Hills, Malibu, Palo Alto, the Upper West Side of Manhattan, Great Neck, Scarsdale, the Hamptons, Martha's Vineyard, and Georgetown in D.C., among others. Fill their fancy elite streets with a million illegals. Watch the liberals scream bloody murder when their spoiled brat white children must walk through streets filled with dangerous foreign invaders. Wait till they bring disease to the rich neighborhoods and their fancy white children. Good luck and God bless. That's the column I'm writing for this weekend, by the way. Forget sending them to Washington and Delaware. Send them to the richest towns in America. And what can those towns say? No, we don't want them because they're poor and they're dark-skinned? Is that what liberals are going to say? Elitists are going to say? No, they've got to welcome them. You got it between a rock and a hard place. What are the people in Great Neck going to say? No, we don't want those filthy, dirty barbarians? No, they're going to go, no, we love illegals. Bring them in. Because Democrats can't say we don't want them. So you'll put them between a rock and a hard place, I'm telling you. Watch what the liberals do when they find out next to their mansion are going to be homeless encampments of illegal aliens. Fellowship Home Loans is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. If you buy five homes in your lifetime, it'll be the five largest financial commitments. And you need a friend in the mortgage business. I've got friends in the mortgage business, Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. They've been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years, providing information that makes it easy to go about your life, purchases, refinancing, VA loans, reverse mortgages, whatever you need. They've got it for you. Or just evaluating your current situation. Call Mike and Brian. Tell them Wainwright sent you. Now, you've got two friends in the mortgage business. Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. FellowshipHomeLoans.com or call 800-804-SAVE. 800-804-SAVE. Tell them Wainwright sent you. 800-804-SAVE. We've got Josh Manning with us, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com, one of the most popular conservative news sites in the world for many years now, WesternJournal.com. Josh Manning, welcome to the Wayne Alaruda Show.
Wayne, thanks for having me. I tell you, I feel like I'm in the presence of royalty, given all the time you've been spending at Mar-a-Lago lately.
Yeah, and I'm headed back to Florida.
I am jealous.
I'm headed back there to give a speech with none other than President Trump. And by the way, he horned in on my speech. I was the speaker for Club 45, which is the club that loves Donald Trump. And he said, Wayne's speaking? I want to speak too. And so it's the first time he's ever spoken there. And they're not even sure what he's going to be doing. I think he's the opening speaker and then me. And he's going to introduce me, I guess. I don't even know, but it's such an honor. I don't even care. What a great honor. Me and Trump on the stage in Palm Beach, Florida on Monday night at 6 o'clock East Coast time. Very cool.
Spectacular.
So, Josh, look, I have argued for well over a year now, since November of 2020, that the election was rigged and stolen. And Western Journal is co-distributing the Citizens United movie Rigged, which is all about a rigged and stolen election in 2020. I think everything I ever said was true. Why don't you educate us and tell us what the movie Rigged is all about? What are some of the facts in that film that show that the election was rigged?
Wayne, I was thinking about you and this film earlier today when I was in the car, and I was thinking, you know, Wayne, through all of this, has said, stolen, stolen, stolen. It was rigged. It was pulled out from under us. It was stolen. And Wayne, correct me if I'm wrong, you've taken a lot of heat for that, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me? I could have, first of all, I could have lost every job, every media position I've got. And second of all, a lot of people who are of the opposite view think that you're crazy when you say that. It's not that they disagree with your opinions. This is not a liberal conservative thing. They think you're nuts and they paint you as nuts. So I went on a limb and I've kept saying it every minute until just now. I've never, ever wavered. The election was stolen. The election was stolen.
Wayne, I think they nailed it. Citizens United, you know, one of my favorite groups out there, they put this film together. It's called Rigged, R-I-G-G-E-D. You can check it out online at Rigged 2020.com. And essentially what they did is they went back, they looked, they didn't deal with the stuff Sidney Powell dealt with, they didn't deal with the stuff Lynn Wood was messing with. They went back and they said, let's talk about what happened ahead of time. How did they set the stage for the absolute insane rigged nightmare that took place on November 3rd and the weeks following? And what Citizens United found was that Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook Android billionaire, he's not involved with Android like Google, he's just an Android himself, or, you know, maybe a lizard person, who knows? Anyway, he gave $400 million to supposedly help provide PPE and COVID protections and help the elections deal with the issues that the pandemic caused. But Wayne, what Citizens United did is they went in, they tracked where the money went, who it was spent on, where it was spent, and it turns out this may have been the biggest bait and switch in an election in history. And, you know, they bait and switch in elections a lot, Wayne. The politicians will tell you one thing, they bait you with that, and then they switch over and they do something else. Well, this was a bait and switch on a $400 million national scale, where instead of providing masks, instead of providing that PPE, personal protective equipment, instead of that, these organizations were using Zuckerberg's $400 million to buy ballot harvesting machines, mail-in ballot scanning equipment. It was all stuff that they knew they were going to need to put in place if they were going to steal the election, not by rigging the machines necessarily, but by making sure more ballots came in than went out, by making sure that ballots showed up from Biden territory, but not from Trump territory, making sure they could process them, dealing with the signature issues, all of that. That's where this $400 million, that's what it was used for. If you check out, and I want to get your take on this, but seriously, check out the film, rigged2020.com. You can get, it's the best deal on a film you'll ever get. It's $4.99. $4.99.
Well, and as good as that, Josh, as good as that sounds, there's also Dinesh D'Souza's movie coming out called, I think it's 2,000 Mules, about 2,000 ballot harvesters in Georgia. They actually, I think in multiple states, they followed them using satellite technology, and they all were coming back again and again to stuff the ballot box with fake ballots. I mean,
yep.
This is how, and that's what I said from day one. I'm not, you notice I'm not involved in the Dominion lawsuit. They didn't sue me because I never mentioned Dominion. I have no idea if Dominion fixed the election. I have no idea votes were switched. I'm not an expert on that. What I'm an expert on is if you're winning big and Trump had gone to an 8-1 favorite on election night at midnight, 8-1, which means oddsmakers thought the election was over, Trump won by landslide, and at that moment five key states, or maybe six key states, all agreed at the same time to stop the count, and then overnight they bring in hundreds of thousands of ballots, and the vote totals are literally 100,000 to zero in favor of Biden, and there's no witnesses to see whether they were all stolen or not, and there's no signature match, that you know the election was stolen. That's all you need to know. It was ballots without voter ID filled out erroneously, falsely, fraudulently by Democrats, and it was ballot harvesting, which is the biggest fraud ever allowed. No other country allows it. Those are the two ways the election was stolen, according to my belief.
Unbelievable corruption. I agree. Yes, the Dinesh film, absolutely go see it. I have not seen the screener for that yet. I saw Rigged ahead of time, and it's just unbelievably good. Dinesh creates amazing content. And in fact, we actually help them market a lot of the time, too. So absolutely go see that, too. There is no telling. Wayne, I think we are going to be scratching around on this years from now, still uncovering pieces of corruption that we missed. But let me give you an example of this. So if there is one state known for corrupt politics, and I love them, but if there's one state known for it, it's Louisiana.
I knew you were going to say Louisiana. I knew it.
Louisiana, yeah. So it was so bad in Louisiana, Wayne, that the attorney general there opened an investigation trying to figure out, well, okay, this $400 million, a chunk of it came to us, came to organizations in Louisiana. What was that used for? And what they found was that the get out the vote effort that money funded You know where they got the vote out from, Wayne? I'll bet you can guess. Urban areas.
I was going to say the worst neighborhoods of New Orleans, obviously.
Democrat strongholds. You know where they, you know the spots they avoided almost completely? Rural areas.
Of course.
Rural areas with conservatives, with family values who tend to vote Republican. And more than that, forget the Republican thing, tended to vote Trump.
Right.
They didn't mess with those areas at all. And when the Louisiana AG is investigating you over this, you know it's bad.
I said, Josh, two things from day one to my listeners, and I hope they appreciate. They both turned out to be right, and I was 100% on the money. Number one, the election was rigged and stolen. It was all by using fake ballots and illegal, you know, mail-in ballots and fraudulent mail-in ballots and ballot harvesting. And I was exactly right on that. And number two, sadly, I know they're mad at me for saying this. From day one, I said the election will never be overturned. You're being misled by conservative hosts who say, "Oh, Trump will be back in office tomorrow. Oh, Trump's got it. The Constitution, it'll be overturned." No, there was never any chance that any judge was ever going to allow this to happen. It was never going to be overturned. No matter how much we prove that the election was stolen, they will never give the office back to Trump until he wins it in 2024. So I was right on both counts. You'll notice no matter how much we prove, Josh, nothing changes. We'll be right back. More with Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Energized Health.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off decisive action discount.
40% off!
Call 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, welcome back to the show. Sons of Liberty. Vitamin C3 Spray is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You ever notice how many ads are on the show for healthy products? Because I'm Mr. Healthy Living, and I'm like a walking advertisement, a walking Vegas neon billboard for healthy living and healthy living supplements. And so all these companies come to me, and they want to get on the show, and they want me to take their products, and they want me to endorse their products and tell everyone I love them. And in some cases, I do. In other cases, I love the product first, and I call the company, and I say, hey, I love taking your product. Example of that is Amio Life. I love taking your product. Would you be an advertiser, and I'll be your best spokesman and endorser? And they do. That's testimonial, and I do, and they do. So it's worked out really well. So this show is a political show, but almost every ad is for a health product. In this case, Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3. Study after study shows mortality rates drop if a person has healthy levels of vitamin D. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. So if you know vitamin D is great for you, and it's the single most important vitamin for you know any sort of major viral disease, Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 spray is not a pill. It's a spray, so it provides 15,000 IUs daily. That's a mega dose. It goes right under your tongue, which goes right into your bloodstream instantly, and it tastes great. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. For my listeners only, they're offering a discount of 15% off every product forever. When you use the code WAR15 at checkout, just go to their website, GoSonsOfLiberty.com. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Just think about going to their website. It's GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And use the code WAR15 to get 15% off every product forever. All right, back with Josh Manning. We're talking about stolen or rigged elections. You know what's interesting, Josh? I did stay away from any machines or switching of votes on machines. To me, the election, you know, was completely won with all kinds of nefarious, you know, mail-in ballot things because of COVID. Yep. But yep. Somebody emailed me today. It's a fan of mine, a really good guy. He emails me all the time, and he is some sort of a math genius. I think he's a chemical engineer, and he's a math genius, and I think he went to, like, MIT. And he says that in Georgia, forget about the presidential election, when they had the election for those two senators after after the presidential election, and that determined the fate of the Senate and therefore whether Biden could pass anything or not. And they got the two Democrats in. He says that both Republicans were leading with 91% of the vote counted, and it was statistically impossible for Democrats to win those seats. But then all of a sudden, there was a blip on TV, and like 50,000 votes disappeared from each of the Republican senators. And it went from, you know, 1,080,000 votes to 1,030,000, which made it statistically possible for them to win. And then the next blip, 95% counting, and the Democrats were up by 1%. He said, well, most people on TV, and that includes me, Wayne Root, right? Radio or TV, we're not math experts. I never did the math. He says, if you were up by that amount with 91%, and then it comes back with 95% of the vote counted, and you're now down, what it took was 174% of votes being in favor of the Democrat to overcome the lead. And there is no such thing. Nobody gets 100% of the votes. You certainly can't get 174% of the votes. You can't even get 90% of the votes. It's impossible. He said before that, 62% of the last batch was for the Republicans. Suddenly you're to believe that 174% of future votes are for the Democrat, with only the last 5% being counted. He said it's pure fraud, 100% fraud, and he took pictures on the TV set to prove the moment where votes were taken away from Republicans. So I guess it was the machines, in addition to the to the mail-in ballots and the lack of signature verification, lack of voter ID, and the ballot harvesting. It was all of that.
Well, it helps if you're Biden, it helps when your team has access to the machines, access to the ballots, and access to the ballot counting rooms. Wayne, a name that will live in infamy, if people watch Rigged, you can get it at rigged2020.com, a name that will live on in infamy is Michael Spitzer Rubenstein. Michael Spitzer Rubenstein was a Democrat activist, previously was a Democrat activist, which means still is. Once you are, you always are. Right. From New York. Now, get this. Wayne, the day before the election, November 2nd, Michael Spitzer Rubenstein is not in New York. Where is he? He shows up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And where do we find him? He is in the ballot counting room in Green Bay, Wisconsin. The day before, he has access to the machinery. He has access to the ballots. And you know what else he has? He has, if you're watching Rigged, it will tell you this, he has 5 out of the 6 keys to the counting facility. How does that happen, Wayne? How does that happen and it's a clean election?
It happens because we know the election was rigged and stolen, hence the name of the movie Rigged, hence the name of Dinesh D'Souza's movie 2000 Mules, which shows you that ballot harvesting is all corrupt, 100% corrupt. It turns out in Georgia, they even used Democrat Party headquarters as the base for the ballot harvesters to go bring all their ballots to the ballot box. I mean, this was the most ridiculous amount of fraud in the history of the world. We're the only nation that allows you to not have voter ID. We're the only nation that allows ballot harvesting. The whole thing is an absolute travesty. Josh Manning, always great stories. Senior news editor at WesternJournal.com, one of the most popular conservative websites in the world, WesternJournal.com. Thanks for coming on, Josh, as always.
Thanks, Wayne.
All right, Wayne, on the root's on fire. Hour number 2 coming up right now. 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
dot com.